This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mariah the Scientist is playing in the MLB celebrity softball game. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Yada, yada, yada. So I did see that. And I mean, somebody's probably like, who is Mariah the Scientist? That's Thugger's girl. That's Jeffrey's girl. Young Thug. You remember Young Thug who was locked up for like a year and a half? Atlanta rapper. So, like, and I'll talk about this for a second, and we'll get to Mike Brown, as you just heard the update, and I haven't really gone in on that, and I still have more things with the Yankees, of course, and the Met fan don't call to talk to me. I don't mind. You can call and talk to Big Mac in an hour. Oh, oh, is Al tonight?
Al tonight, yeah. Actually, oh, Al will be on it, too.
Perfect timing. Shout out to Al, Juan Soto, Puerto Rican, or... Francisco Lindor, Puerto Rican jersey night. They get a big win. They change the lineup. But yeah, the softball game, MLB put out the roster, and it's supposed to be a celebrity softball game. And I'm like, who are these people? Mariah the Scientist, Prince Royce, Candy Burris, Funny Marco, Capital One Bank Guy. I know who Big Boy is. Actually, I do know who Funny Marco is, and obviously I know Mariah the Scientist. Funny Marco is the black dude with the fro. He's got the crater face. He does the videos where, like, he's interviewing people, and he's serious, but then he's not. He just did one with Jared McClain where Jared McClain is rapping Drake lyrics. L. Duncan is playing. L. Duncan, you know, from ESPN. Jake Storiali is playing. And shout out to Jake, but, like, Jake is not a celebrity. And, like, Jake, as Jake Storiali, I don't know if people know the name. Jake is John Boy's sidekick. So they need to write, like, Jake from John Boy and Jake. Mariah Taylor, I think people know who Mariah Taylor is when they see her. I don't know if they know the name. Nikki Cass is playing. Shout out to Nikki Cass, who was in the building here, was on the morning show, Nikki Cass. Ronnie DeVoe, I'm not familiar with. Javi Lopez, I'm not familiar with. Jermaine Dupri, I'm familiar with. Drewski is going to be there. Quavo is going to be there. Young Meek, I just don't know what type of vibe this is going to be. I don't know what this is going to be.
And it's all over the place with this celebrity game now.
It is all over the place because it's like, you know what else too? I was having a conversation about it. I'm like, because of the internet and social media, somebody is famous to me that someone else has no idea. Like, there are pockets of fame.
Oh, yeah. Like Drewski, you named one right on the head. Drewski people your age and my age and younger, yeah, everybody knows who Drewski is. But if you're 40 and above, who is this guy?
And like now I'm looking at it and they have the pick. Oh, Ronnie DeVoe from Belle Biv DeVoe. What am I thinking? Of course
I was trying to think. I was like, I think that dude was in a band.
And Javi Lopez is a former player for the Braves. Okay. But see, when you just read the names, it's like, I don't know. Now that I'm looking at the pictures, I know some of these people. But I'm on the fence about going to the All-Star game. I want to go because I've been to 4 All-Star games. I want to go because I love going to Atlanta, because whenever you go out to eat, drink in Atlanta and you get the check, it's half the price as it is in New York.
Preach.
But I'm also like, I don't know, I got to get a little bit of a crew together. I'm working on it with a couple people. My boy Dan is definitely going to go. My boy Caesar lives down there. And I think if my boy Mike from Chicago goes, then I'm going to go. And I'm only going to go for a couple days. And I don't know if I'm going to see this celebrity softball game. The celebrity softball game is on July 12th. And like, that's the Saturday of All-Star weekend. Week, because you know it's not really a weekend, it's really Home Run Derby is Tuesday and then the game is Wednesday. I don't know, I'll keep y'all posted on that. I got like a week to decide.
Have you ever done a celebrity game before?
Well, I can't play in a celebrity game.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, have you ever been?
I would say I'm not a celebrity at all.
When they come back to New York in a couple years, though, maybe, you never know.
Yeah, I got to work on it, bro. I got to keep grinding. I got to keep posting.
Hey, you got to get in the batting cage, you know what I mean?
I mean, I could play. I played in Bernie Williams softball game. If it didn't rain this year, I would have played. Rain date, I think September 9th, we are going to play. And here's the segue right here. There's a rumor out there that one of the New York Knicks is going to play.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of the New York Knicks.
Hey, now.
The Mike Brown era of the New York Knicks is really upon us. Mike Brown season. This is what I'll say about Mike Brown, and I do want to hear from some Knicks fans on it. This is your opportunity. If you didn't call in earlier today, if you weren't able to get into Evan and Tiki, and you're a Knicks fan, like, I'm not a Knicks fan. The way I look at this is like, yo, you defaulted into Mike Brown. He was a free agent. And if somebody tells you the plan was to hire Mike Brown, that's cap. Like, that's a complete lie. Because there's no way you fired Tom Thibodeau and then checked on all these coaches when, like, you didn't have to check with Mike Brown. You would have fired Tibbs and then hired him the next couple days. You defaulted into him through your search. And this whole thing reeks of James Dolan. As I thought right away, but then some people came out. I know Frances was one of the first people to say this has nothing to do with Dolan. Obviously it does. This was James Dolan. I'm tired of your face. You're gone. You're fired. Leave the building. Don't let the door hit you. And I feel like they did Tom Thibodeau wrong. And I feel like when you play with karma like that, I feel like when you play with a man's career, profession, his work, like, he worked so that these Knicks would be these Knicks. And you cut this man short. And then the way that the universe would have it, you know, the Pacers go and they take that first game from the Thunder and they get all the way to game 7, where you got to put more respect on the Pacers. You kind of fired him for losing to the Pacers in the fashion that he did, but then the Pacers kind of came out looking better than you probably graded them. And you gave him an extension. He's going to still count that $30 million. So, like, not only did you just, you know, kick him to the curb, you wasted money. And now Mike Brown comes in, and I'll say enjoy the honeymoon, Knicks fans. That's where you're right at. Like it's not even confirmed. As of today, knowing that that's your coach, enjoy the honeymoon. And it's not even a great honeymoon. Like, you're going on a honeymoon to, like, Orlando. You're not going anywhere great or crazy. You're on a honeymoon in Atlantic City. And no disrespect, somebody call me up if you had your honeymoon in Orlando. Maybe you went to Disney or Universal or something like that. Or maybe you went to AC. But this honeymoon right now with Mike Brown being your coach, it's only cool because you were longing for a coach right now. Like, when's the next coach? Who's going to be the next coach? And no disrespect to Mike Brown. I'm rooting for the brother to come in and win and do good. But, like, the thing is, the bar is set at win and get to the finals, or it's a failure. And that's a high bar. I don't think he's going to be fazed by it. He's been to the finals with Bron, with like prime Bron. Like, that's different. And he's, you know, he's been on the bench with Steve Kerr. And he did go to Sacramento where the bar was, hey, you got to end this playoff drought. And he did that. But, man, I just think that what it's going to feel like is like, yo, he's the luckiest guy in the world for now. When it gets thick, when it gets to the adversity where, you know, a player goes down or some things are, you know, you know how it is. We just went through a season with the Knicks where it's like, okay, you see Josh Hart and Tom Thibodeau yelling at each other on the sideline. You have Mikal Bridges telling the media, yeah, I had a conversation with Tibbs about playing the bench more. Tibbs gets in the media like, oh, no, we didn't have any conversation. You know, a little bit of a turmoil that just happens. Alphas, testosterone, guys trying to win. I hope that these players are bought into Mike Brown and his philosophy and they're all cool with this change. I do think the Knicks have enough talent to win 45 games, 50 games again. He can't screw this up just being an experienced NBA head coach. But when we get to next spring, summer, and you're expecting them to get to the finals, and right now there's a clear path. Right now the Knicks are the favorites to come out of the East. Don't count your eggs before they hatch. You know things happen. Somebody's going to emerge. There are other teams in the East cooking up right now saying, yeah, y'all think it's the Knicks, but we're like, it's going to be us. We're going to make a run. 888-808-1019. Congratulations, Knicks fans. You fired your coach, the architect of this era of the Knicks that got you past the Celtics, got you to the Eastern Conference Finals. You fired that man. You cut that man's legs out before he could actually get the team with the bench. Like, that's another thing, too. As I see Jordan Clarkson and Gershon Yabusele, if Tom Thibodeau had those two guys, you think he's not playing them? Of course he's playing them. He obviously would respect Jordan Clarkson and Yabusele after we saw him, you know, in the Olympics and whatever, everybody talking about him dunking over Braun. And like, he had some games with Philly where, you know, he could shoot the ball, he could score. Like, you, of course he's going to play those guys. You mean to tell me now? And that's what sucks. Like, so many coaches, like, this is how I felt about Kenny Atkinson. I know I'm a measly little Nets fan. But, like, I used to use the analogy with Kenny Atkinson. Like, damn, y'all had Kenny driving the hoopty. Kenny had to drive around the hoopty and get somewhere. He got to the playoffs in the hoopty. Then when you upgrade to the Ferrari, you take the keys from him and you give it to Steve Nash. Like, now that you've upgraded this Knicks bench, this Knicks team, Tom Thibodeau doesn't get to reap the benefits of that? That's crazy. 888-808-1019. We'll get to the Knicks calls as they're coming in now. Sonny's in Montclair, though, talking about the Yanks.
Yeah, I got a headache. I was waiting on to speak to you, and of course Freddie Freeman walks off the horrible White Sox. But they get the job done. The Yankees don't have a killer instinct. They have a glass jaw.
Oh, yeah.
They've had a,
on a historic night for Clayton Kershaw, they're not about to lose to the terrible White Sox.
Yeah, no. But yeah, Mookie gets the sacrifice fly, and then Freddie comes up and wins it. They do what they have to do. Like I told you this before, Keith, because I was in L.A. for game week. Statement series or game. Like, of course the Yankees came back, but they can't put it away. That's like Knicks fan when we would, as a Knicks fan, when John Starks dunked against Michael Jordan and the Bulls. We lost the game. Boone said a couple of years ago, oh, the rest of the division's catching up with us. It's, bro, they passed you. This is when the Red Sox took over the division. They're in, like, delusion land.
Yeah.
I mean, they play so sloppy. You played football. Didn't your coaches demand you know, a certain level of excellence?
Oh, yeah.
Do
it again.
Don't jump off.
Run it again. Do it right. You're going to run it five times in a row and execute it correctly so that you can't mess it up in the game.
What people are misinterpreting is I'm not looking for anybody to break anything or for Boone to yell in the post game. I'm looking behind the scenes to drill into them. Cover first base, bunt, hit and run, use all the tools in the toolbox. A couple of weeks or about a week ago, Boone didn't want to bunt because they were playing tight on the bunt. Well, don't let them dictate the game all the time. You still got to get the bunt down. Or go out to Rodon and don't ask him. Don't say, can you give me three more? Get me to the seventh. I bet you he would have said yes. All we do is we look, we always blink. We always look for the reasons and the excuses. And Boone costs you about a game or two each series in a big series. And it all stems from, like you said, it's all about Cashman. If you had Theo Epstein or somebody in here, they would redo the whole way we do business. This.
Thanks for the call, Sonny. Yeah, it's got to be more cutthroat. I hate to say it. Enough with the feelings. Enough with the friendship. Enough with the contracts. You know, like, I was going back and forth with someone on Twitter about DJ's contract. $15 million this year, which now we're...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're halfway through the year. So $15 million next year and $7.5 million this year. What does that do to the Yankees' bottom line? What does that change in the Yankee universe with the money that they generate and what they made last year and what they spend and like cutting DJ LeMahieu, cutting ties with him? Nothing. We are forced to watch Jazz Chisholm play out of his position and DJ LeMahieu barely be able to play second base because they've defaulted into that by choice. That's their own arrogance. That's the Yankee way. And it always rears its ugly head. It always, like, baseball gods and ball will find you and those type of things. Consistent. Absolutely consistent. So nothing changes until it does. And they won't change it because they go to sleep at night saying, we're fine. No, we're good. We're better than this. We're good every year. We're the Yankees. We win every single year. But you don't. You have a winning record. But, like, ultimately, what your fans were brought up on was winning championships. Now, speaking of the Knicks, that was cutthroat. And maybe it works. And maybe this is historic. James Dolan might go down as the GOAT. He might be the man if the Knicks actually get to the finals and win next year. And he says, you know what? Tom Thibodeau, we won, yeah. We got to the second round. We got out of the second round. But it wasn't good enough. This is New York City. We got to win the chip. You're gone. You had 5 years. Next man up. The Yankees aren't going to do that. But if the Knicks actually do that, if the Knicks have done that with Mike Brown, and Mike Brown is the guy to take them to the promised land, everybody's going to be celebrated. Everybody's going to be immortalized. Easier said than done. Let's go to Stefan in Brooklyn on the fan next. What's up? You got it.
What's up, Keith? What's going on, brother? As far as this Mike Brown hiring, I'm very mixed on it. Like, I just want to see what assistants are brought in to be on the bench with Mike Brown. And that's the thing for me. Like, we can talk about his accolades, two-time coach of the year, getting to the finals with prime LeBron, as you mentioned, but there's a lot that goes into this. And one quick point on the Yankees real quick. I can't wait to see what happens when Boone is finally fired, because I think Yankee fans, me included, are going to throw a party. So that was just my quick Yankee point, but I'm mixed on this Mike Brown thing. What do you think about it?
Heard you. Yeah, I'll take it from here on both points that you made. They defaulted into this. And that, when I say you defaulted into this, you can't tell me that the plan was to hire an unemployed coach that nobody else in the NBA wanted. They defaulted into this. This was a move, like I said, this is a move, get you lost, and we had our exit meetings, and everybody talked about you not playing the bench, and I'm looking around at the complexion of the NBA, I'm looking at the finals, and both of these teams, they go 10, 11 deep. You barely want to play 7-8 guys. You're gone. You've never made it to the finals in your time coaching. We have a team that we think is finals ready. You're gone. You've been fired a bunch of times before. You're old school. You've been at this since the 90s. You're a dinosaur. You won't evolve. You won't change. It's 2025 going into 2026. You're gone. We're going to try and get Jason Kidd. We already interviewed Jason Kidd 5 years ago. Maybe we can pry him away from the Dallas Mavericks. You're gone. Okay, we can't get Jason Kidd? Well, check on Ime Udoka. Okay, we can't get Ime Udoka? Houston's about to run him the bag. What about Billy Donovan? No Billy Donovan? Like, what about Finch over there in Minnesota? Dawn Staley?
I mean, seriously, though, bro, like, as a Knicks fan, unbelievable. Like, this entire thing. Like, this entire search to me, you nailed it on the head when you said they defaulted into this. And I wrote on Twitter today, I said, you know, Mike Brown is a good hire. You know, it's a good hire. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with him. He's a great coach. He's been to the finals, like you said. He's part of some great teams, historic teams with Golden State throughout those years, and he did a great job with Sacramento. But the reality is when you make this move, you have to have an actual plan in place, and their plan was to go acquire a coach from a team that just basically went after you as hard as you can in the NBA after you signed Jalen Brunson from them. I mean, like, that is outside of the fact that the coach you wanted is under contract. He's under contract with a team that does not want to do business with you. It's unbelievable that was their thought process. And yeah. I mean, like, I'm just happy they ended up with a guy like Mike Brown, and they didn't have to bring in, no offense to him, Taylor Jenkins, yeah, or have to bring in
Johnny Bryant,
somebody like without experience like Johnny Bryant, even though I love him, but inexperienced.
He'd be in over
exactly.
his head.
Exactly, and then he gets fired in a year, and what?
He might not ever get another job.
Yeah, you know, I don't want that.
This is a guy that's had multiple jobs, been fired from multiple jobs. What I look at the Knicks as, like, you're playing with fire adding this variable. This is a variable that you did not have to add. You could have sat, I think if they would have just stood pat, sat in it a little bit longer and thought about it was too soon. Didn't they fire? The game was played Saturday night. They fired him Tuesday.
They fired him on the day of game one of the finals.
Tuesday.
Yeah, they tried to steal the headlines.
That's crazy. When you actually think about it, like, you made a reaction that could alter the future of your franchise in the negative. It's a gamble. But Dolan, as rich as he is, I'm sure he's a gambling man.
Hey, but listen, that's unfortunately the way that it goes sometimes. You mentioned this last night with the owners, right? Owners make these decisions, and GMs have to kind of work around them. And in this case, I think the whole process was whatever, I got to give Leon credit for at least bringing in a guy that I think, if nothing else, is on the same level as Tibbs. And, I mean, that's not a win, but it's something better than nothing.
Well, after all of these interviews and who they tried to get and who they actually talked to, I think they defaulted into the best option.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best option of what they had. But when you talk about the fact that they've really realistically thought and reached out to damn near half of the NBA for their head coaches is so obnoxious and ridiculous that they thought that could happen.
And it doesn't, to me, it reeks of Dolan because it doesn't fit in the way that the Knicks have been doing business these last four years. Like that, it seems like it's back to the LOL Knicks.
The Dolan Knicks.
The Dolan, not Leon Rose and Worldwide West. They're killers. They were moving in silence. You did not know the Mikal Bridges trade was happening. You did not know that the Karl Anthony trade was happening. Like this has been so loud and out in the public and in our faces. And it reeks of like, yo, this is Dolan having his hand in this.
Yeah, it definitely feels completely different than everything else that's been going on. And that's scary. But like I said, at the same time, you said it, they defaulted into the best possible situation here outside of, I mean, honestly,
now
I don't even know if
results.
Jason Kidd would have been a better coach than Mike Brown. Mike Brown might be a better coach.
He might be.
Than Jason Kidd. I don't know.
He's got a ton of experience. He's been around the block. And you got to hope that the universe never unconnects. And this is Mike Brown's time to shine. And he comes to Madison Square Garden with these Knicks. What can Brown do for you? 888-808-1019. Frank Isola wrote, Knicks wanted Jason Kidd and then called at least three other head coaches under contract. You don't do that if Mike Brown is your first choice. Of course, all that matters now is if he's the right choice. Great guy with solid credentials. It's done. It hasn't been officially announced yet, but all signs are pointing that to Mike Brown as the guy. It's done. Now we wait. They might have one other move, but I think the roster is pretty much the roster. And I'm telling you, I don't know. I don't envy the position of the Knicks fans. I didn't envy you through this run because it just was a stressful-ass run watching these games in the Pistons series and the Celtics series and the Pacers series. I do not envy your position now with this new coach that, yeah, he's been around the block. He's done it before. But, man, the hype, the expectation, it's so high, and you're setting yourself up for like absolute pain if you don't get back to where you were last year and if you don't get back there for years to come. 888-808-1019. KM to AM returns right after this. Almost July 4th. People are starting to take off, check out, travel, go be with family, friends, go do what we do on Independence Day. Unfortunately, I won't be off. Well, I'll be off on the weekend. They probably hit you with the Daniel McCarron, Anthony Gallo, EJ Stewart, Al Cintron. We got to get Big Zoo a show. Y'all, come on, y'all. Can we get a Big Zoo Wop show? But I won't be off tonight into the fourth. Like, I'll be back. After the Yankees probably mess around and get swept, I'll have to come in here again, all sad and mad, talking about all the issues with the franchise, and take your calls at 888-808-1019. So, I mean, I did my Mets open. I tried to be positive, and the Met fan was still calling me with negativity about the bullpen and still tweaking the lineup, and Pete Alonso didn't hit. I'm like, well, damn. That wasn't good enough? That wasn't good enough? You got off the schneid. You ended the losing streak. You didn't get swept in the doubleheader. Lindor is back. You Met fans went from poverty to now it's just penthouse. Steve Cohen influence. And for us Yankee fans, we are in the Lulu world. Us Yankee fans, some are still very glass half full. And we're the Yankees. Okay. Okay. But I think, right, like, we're in the Lulu world where we're losing our minds. I lost my mind watching this game tonight. They brought us back just to pick us up and powerbomb us on our necks. You got to win that game. You know, we're just talking about the Dodgers. The Dodgers aren't going to lose to the White Sox on a night where Clayton Kershaw makes history. They rally. They score three runs in the ninth inning. And they walk them off in their building. I love L.A. That's the song they play after they win. Good times for them. 55 wins. First place team. Defending champs. Y'all want smoke with the Dodgers, Yankee fans? Y'all want to run it back right now? You feel good about that? You feel good about this team getting back to the World Series. If it's the Dodgers there, I can't live that life. Back-to-back World Series losses to the same team? Long way to go. Long way to go. We're not even at the All-Star break. We're not even at the deadline. So much is going to change, you know, because there are 29 teams in the New York Yankees. Those 29 teams are lining up to give the Yankees a third baseman. They are lining up to give the Yankees some bullpen help. They cannot wait to help Brian Cashman. They're going to, this year, they're going to say, no Cashman tax. Just send us some bums. No Cashman. Just send us whoever you want. We want you guys to get 28 this year. It's not happening like that. All these other teams want to win because they watched the Yankees dominate for so many years. They watched the Yankees three-peat. They don't want to see the Yankees win. 888-808-1019. I also mentioned Mike Brown. And, you know, if I had one take, it's enjoy the honeymoon. Enjoy it right now. I really feel about Mike Brown that, like, there's something in the air with Karma and Tom Thibodeau and them improving this team and cutting the rug from under him and him not getting to finish what he started here. And, like, you fired him to land on Mike Brown? It's a gift and a curse. I said on Twitter, I'm like, he's a lucky guy for now. This could be a gift and a curse. Because if you're the guy that come in and inherit this and the team goes backwards, it's going to be on you. You could be fired in a year. So, Knicks fans call me up. Mets fans call me up. Yankee fans call me up. Fans of the fan call me up. I got 20 minutes left. Dino is down in Maryland. What's up, Dino? You got it.
Keith, how you been, man?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. First of all, how's your son doing? How's your family? Because I enjoyed the story there, as far as you taking them to the Yankee game.
They're good, man. I'm blessed. I'm looking forward to the holiday weekend. My son's not old enough to be at, like, fireworks or stuff, but maybe we can find a barbecue, go to the pool, do some stuff like that. It's definitely going to be three straight days of family time, so thank you for asking.
No problem. All my best, Tim, by the way. My question for you, with the way Mendoza finally, you know, had a nice idea putting Nemo 1 in the second game and Lindor 2, do you think you can see that going forward for the next three games just to, like, you know, switch the word loud a little bit? I'll hang up and listen. I appreciate it, Keith. It's my best, everybody. Happy 4th.
Thanks for the call, Dino, down there somewhere around the Mason-Dixon line. Up here in New York, I think you got to run it back. It worked. Don't get cute and fix it and get it. You got Lindor back. The team goes as Lindor goes. Run it back. Win the series. And go into the Yankees series with this lineup. And maybe with a series win against a good Brewers team. You know? They turned it around. They flipped it. After losing 7-2 in that first game, where all the Met fans were questioning Mendoza, pulling Clay Holmes, and Reed Garrett's cooked, and what's up with this lineup? You know, they scored two runs in the third and the fourth, and then nothing else. Grand slam in the sixth, five runs scored in the sixth, another five-run inning against the Mets in this terrible stretch. They erased that with what they did in the second game. Now you feel better about the lineup. You feel better about the team. You feel better about your chances to take the series. So many of you have been calling for a different lineup. You got it. So many of you had ideas of who should hit where. And, you know, it was Mendoza who, you know, a couple Saturdays ago was at Fanatics Fest with Evan. And when they mentioned taking Lindor out of the leadoff spot, he's like, so who are you going to bat there? And I think the obvious answer is Nimmo because he's got the experience. But I think at that juncture, they didn't want to kind of quit on Lindor as a leadoff because he's been so good. But, like, first game of the doubleheader today, he goes 0 for 4. Something had to give. Something had to change. You play twice in a day, and they did find something. It worked. So, yeah, I expect them to run it back. I expect them to keep it going. Today, you will see the Mets face Jose Quintana. And shout out to the Mets, classy organization, gave Jose Quintana a little welcome back video. Got to, you know, butter him up, get him in his feels before he faces David Peterson. And now the spotlight is on David Peterson. He needs a bounce back performance, a good performance. He hasn't had one in his last couple outings. He needs a stabilizing performance. And run back that same lineup and you should be fine. 888-808-1019. Eric is in the Bronx on the Fan next. What's up, man?
Hey, Keith. Almost 35 years listening to the Fan. I've only called twice, and it's both been with you. So keep up the great work.
My man.
Listen, this is a malaise that affects baseball in general. But, and for the sake of transparency, I'm a Met fan. Watching that Yankee game and watching what happened with that pass ball in bottom of the eighth is unbelievable. That these players have such a lack of awareness that if you have the go-ahead run at third base and you are not on your feet, and you had a caller yesterday bring this up, a gentleman called yesterday, talk about this catching style.
Yeah.
These guys on their knees.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable that Major League Baseball, the managers, whoever it is that is involved in this, allows these catchers at a pivotal point in the game. If you want to be on your knees, on your back, with no runners on base, I get it. But when you got the go-ahead run at third, you have to know that the worst thing that could happen as a catcher is for that ball to get by you.
Yeah.
And for that catcher to swipe at the ball with the glove and not throw your body because you're not in a position to do it is unbelievable. And like I said, I'm a Met fan, and I'm watching that game on the phone with my Yankee fan friend. I say, I can't believe you're not throwing a rock through that TV because that might have cost them the game. We don't have the crystal ball to know what would have happened, but you got two outs there. You got the go-ahead run at third,
yeah,
and you've got to be on your feet. And I don't know why managers are not telling their catchers, hey, get up on your feet, and you got to block. You cannot let that happen. And listen, it happened to the Yankees. So, you know, I know you're going to kill me for saying this. Or, you know, a Met win and a Yankee loss for me is a great day. So, but nonetheless, it's painful to watch that. And it's not only the Yankees. All these catchers are doing it nowadays, and it's killing the game. I can't imagine what old school catchers would say about a player, because if they ruled that a wild pitch, that's crazy. That was a very blockable ball if you're in the proper position. Thanks, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Eric. No, I don't mind. I don't mind. Honestly, yo, I'm even more mad at the Yankees because through this stretch of the Mets losing, the Yankees have robbed me of my joy watching the Mets lose. I can't even enjoy a Met loss and a Yankee win because y'all don't give me that satisfaction. So I understand. But no, it's Tanner Swanson. It's what they're teaching these catchers. And it's what can you do? Ben Rice is barely a catcher at this level. What does he catch, five games? You know, he took ownership of it. After the game, he said, that's on me. I have to find a way to keep it in front. But it's tough. How much has he caught Devin Williams? Not a lot. This is his first year catching, Devin Williams' first year on the team. And Devin Williams has to not fold after that. It is heartbreaking. It is backbreaking to see that happen because it's George Springer. George Springer manufactured that run pretty much on his own. Worked the walk because Devin Williams wasn't in the strike zone. Steals a base because he knows it's Devin Williams and Ben Rice catching. And then when he's on third base after the long flyout, where he's able to tag up, use his speed, and get to third base. And Trent Grisham he's not going to make the throw, but he's looking to make the throw. He's sitting there on third, and Devin Williams yanks that pitch, and Ben Rice isn't able, and then there it is. There's the run. It's like they didn't have to work that hard to get the lead again. And then they unravel because Devin Williams goes into the tank. Devin Williams is, oh, man, I blew it again. Oh, I was going good. Thought I was going to go the whole rest of the season to the World Series without having to feel like this again. Make a better pitch. And also, come back and make better pitches. So, it's compounded, man. It's what they're teaching these guys. It's how they want them to catch, how they want them to stand behind the plate, their position behind the plate. Even Jack Curry in the postgame came out to say, that is not on Ben Rice. It's on Devin Williams. Be in the zone, man. You're calling your own game. You're calling your own pitches now, right? It just shows me. It's another thing. It goes back to where we were in the beginning of the year. I don't think Devin Williams is cut out for New York. I'm sorry. It's good that he's been better and he's regained the closer role and he's found his spots. But, like, do you trust Devin Williams in October? It's gonna end on Devin Williams in October, and that'll be all she wrote for him. They're going to lose in a series in October, and it's going to be Devin Williams on their mound, and we're going to say bye, happy trails. We tried it. Traded for the guy, and it didn't work out. Gregory's down in Atlanta on the Fan. What's up, Greg?
Hey, Keith. You know, always loving your show, man. And like I said, kudos to that previous call, Eric. He was spot on regarding the catching situation. It is frustrating. The one knee thing, especially.
Yeah, it's like that's how you lose after you get a Stanton home run, after you get a Judge home run, after other guys in the bottom of the order come through, you fight back from seven down, and that's how you go out? Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
One of them, I heard you saying something about, well, what would happen if the Mets beat the Yankees. And don't get me wrong, I'm an optimistic Mets fan, don't get me wrong. But seriously, I think the one thing about the Mets is once they get up to the fourth inning, that's it. It's barely, it's like Haley's Comet when they score again. So, the one thing I'll say regarding the Yankees, they're going to fight all the way through. I'm not saying that the Mets can't fight. I just haven't seen it. I'm not convinced just because they had this one good game. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you know what, too? I hope something ignites in the Yankees being back in New York, being in the Subway Series, because I don't see it. They got punked up there in Canada. I do not see it in the Rogers Center. So maybe I look at it like, the Mets just won. They just changed their lineup. If they're able to win this series against the Brewers, they don't have to travel. And they're looking for some get back because they lost the first series in Yankee Stadium.
No, I understand. But like I said, the Yankees have a way of when they're down, they keep. Last year we had that mojo. I don't see it yet. Now, I did see some positive things. Especially with McNeil, because McNeil, I call him McNugget. The problem with McNeil is, he has a golf swing, and he does like to loft the ball too much. But today it was refreshing to see him, put the bat on the ball. That's really what got him where he was. Nimmo, he's trying to be a power hitter. I'm still not convinced that Nimmo's a power hitter. I think he'd be better if, more of a back-to-ball like McNeil. And then we just have to get out of the bottom of the lineup guys doing the same thing. I mean, the blueprint's there. Soto, right?
Sure. I mean, I can't fault Nimmo for jumping all over a pit. Like, they got the Miz up out of there. This kid, Jacob Mizorowski, was 3-0. Nobody had hit him. He hadn't given up any runs. I think there was a stat, like, he had given up.
Right.
I think he had more strikeouts than, I don't know, there was some crazy stat about how he started. And they got to him. They chased him.
Exactly. But the funny thing was, several fantasy baseball teams, and I picked him against the Mets. I know that's sad. That's so bad that I said that, but I mean, the guy was lights out, but that's just the way it goes. But Keith, it's always a pleasure. I know you got other callers. I thank you for taking my call again.
Thanks for the call, Greg. Appreciate it, bro. 888-808-1019. As I'm running out of time, after this, we got some Knicks calls coming up too, but let's go to Mike and Cortland to piggyback off of what Greg was talking about.
Hey, Keith. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Let me tell you what the Mets have to do. First of all, the lineup, Nimmo I like. You put Alonso second, you put Soto third, and you put Lindor fourth. That's your top four. I've called the fan on this a million times. Alonso bats in front of Soto. She's better pitches. And you if Soto's getting on base, and then you want Lindor up with the guys on base. Lindor had to get out of the leadoff spot. So I like the lineup to switch Alonso and Lindor. Put Lindor fourth.
In the first game, didn't it work out with, Soto working the walk and then stealing a base and then Soto driving him in?
That's one game, Keith. I mean, but don't you want Alonso in front of Soto seeing the better pitches? And don't you want Lindor up with guys on base instead of Alonso all the time? Even though Alonso got a bunch of RBIs, I'd rather have Lindor up with Soto on base and Alonso will see better pitches.
I don't know. Soto leads the league in walks. He's going to work those walks.
So put Lindor. I'd rather have Lindor up with guys and scoring position.
After the skid anyway, that Lindor was just on, Lindor was batting 160. I mean, I guess maybe now, but you can't change the lineup. You just changed the lineup and it worked. You can't change the lineup the next day like that.
Here's what we got to do as the Mets, okay? You went all in on Soto, okay? We're 10 games over 500. It's us and the Phillies. There's nobody else in that division. Everybody else is double figures. We got to do something. We got to overpay. We got to do it before the trade deadline. We cannot afford to let this month play out and be 500 at the end of the month, and then things are out of whack. We need to do something before anybody else is doing anything. This team needs something. That Pirate series really solidified what's going on with this team.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I don't know what they're going to do. I know Stearns is going to do something. I know Steve Cohen's going to be tapping on the shoulder like, hey, you got the green light. We got to make a move. They're 11 games over 500. And I know you probably were not listening to my show when it started, but I noted in the beginning of my show that Mets fans got to let go of that Pirates series. The Pirates are on one. After firing their manager, they balled out. They went undefeated on this homestand. Maybe it was the ghost of Dave Parker and the heavy hearts from him being inducted in this next class of the Hall of Fame and not getting to live to actually smell the flowers and get his roses. The St. Louis Cardinals just went in there. They didn't score a run. The St. Louis Cardinals aren't a slouch. They're decent. They got 47 wins. The Pirates just smacked them. You know what I'm saying? So it's baseball. It happened to the Mets. They got. But, like, they're not the only ones. It just happened to the Cardinals. Get right now. You got right tonight off a change in the lineup. Run it back. I would run the same lineup out there for the most part tomorrow. Maybe, you know, Torrens gets the catch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But for the most part, like you just had success making the change that people were calling for the lineup to change for a while. Mendoza made the change. It worked. I think he said something along the lines like, when it doesn't work, it's on the manager. When it works, it's the players. No, I give Mendy credit for saying, yo, we just lost four in a row. We can't get swept today. Now is the time. We're going up against this Miz kid, Jacob Mizorowski. He throws 100 miles an hour. How do we get to him? Let's throw something a little different at him. And the bottom of the lineup got going. They turned the lineup over. Boom, they rocked that kid. Jeff is in Fairview on the Fan next. What's up, Jeff?
I don't, Keith.
Good.
All right. Now, I'm a Mets, Jets, Knicks, Rangers fan, and you're saying watch out for the karma that the Knicks have for firing Tibbs. Well, your Yankees fired Buck Showalter, and that turned out good because Torrey took over and won. Let's face it. And I love Tibbs and I love Buck because they both coached my team because I'm a Knicks fan and a Mets fan. And it's sad. They just cannot win that big one. I mean, in their 70s now, they had a whole life. It's sad because they're great coaches. They just did not win the big one. I feel bad for them. But maybe Brown will win like Torrey did. I mean, I don't want to hear that karma stuff. I can't deal with that. I mean, maybe you're right. I hope you're not. But don't forget, you're a Cowboys fan. They used to say Tom Landry can't win the big one until he finally did. He went on and won two Super Bowls.
but he was like always in the playoffs. But he did it. Imagine Tom Landry not winning the Super Bowl. That's how Tibbs and Buck Showalter. It's sad because they're very good coaches. And Tibbs turned the Knicks around. Showalter went to the playoffs, you know, that year he was there. He was there 2 years, whatever it was. He went to the playoffs. They just did not win the big one. And get this, they almost lost to the Pistons.
Thanks for the call, Jeff. Listen, I'm just putting it out there. Karma has its ways. If they fail, people are going to say, hey, they did Tibbs dirty. If they win, no one's going to be mentioning Tibbs. We'll see. Last call goes to Carmen in Linden, New Jersey. You're on the Fan.
Hey, Mr. PM to AM, you're the best. I just want to say this. And by the way, Zoo is also terrific, the way he treats us. I truly believe that Rose, with his relationship with Brunson, you know, Rose is actually Brunson's godfather.
Yeah.
Okay? I went to Villanova, and he's his godfather. Also, we know Brunson did something for the team when he accepted a lower salary so they could build and everything. I don't believe that Rose wanted to get rid of Tibbs. Not for the reason, I don't believe he had any part of it or even agreed after Dolan made that decision, which I truly believe. And I think that we know that Brunson loved playing for him. And I really don't also believe that Cat has really made a difference. And I didn't like him from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say it. I wish and hoped that they kept the original guy and kept Dante DiVincenzo with the chance of a shooter from the outside, which they are missing.
They kept tweaking the team and changing the team. And I guess at this point, they weren't going to change the roster too much anymore as far as the starting five. The change that they made is changing the coach. Let's see if it puts him over the top. I don't think that Karl-Anthony Towns endorsed Tom Thibodeau on his way out. I don't think he gave him a stamp of approval.
I totally agree. Have a good night. You're the best, Keith. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Carmen. 888-808-1019. We can't wait to get to October. We'll have the Knicks starting up with Mike Brown as the head coach. We'll have postseason baseball. I don't know where the Mets or Yankees are going to be in that whole grand scheme of things. We hope that they're in it. And we'll have the Jets and Giants smoking parlays and
season over already in October.
Yeah, I want to be positive about the football season, though, because we need it. I was sitting in my apartment tonight when the Yankees were down 7 runs. I'm like, I wish I could do a fantasy football mock draft. I wish that is what I could do for the next hour instead of watching this Yankee game. Coming up soon. I mean, it's July. In 3 weeks, we're going to be inside training camp. NFL Network, we're going to be checking in on the whole league. All right, I'm out of here, man. Coming up next, Al Cintron. So that's what you do. You save your Met calls for Al Cintron. Because I'm not your guy. He's your guy. He's your buddy. He's your guy. I'll be back tomorrow to complain about the Yankees and talk about whatever else happens. Thanks for listening to my show. Keith McPherson, out of here.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.